From NPR Music, you're connected to All Songs Considered. I'm Bob Boylan.
Our first artist doesn't need a whole lot of introduction, but I do want to let you all know that today is his birthday. And he told me that he is 28 today. Please give a very warm Newport welcome to Ramblin' Jack Elliott.
I've just spent the past few days at George Ween's Folk Festival 50, marking the 50th anniversary of the Newport Folk Festival. This year's gathering reflected the eclectic nature of the original festival back in 1959. You could hear the political side of folk music with artists like Billy Bragg and Pete Seeger, the gospel side with Mavis Staples and Tim Erickson's Shape Note Singers, and folk's rockier side with the Decembrists and Fleet Foxes. On this edition of All Songs Considered, I'll play the highlights from day one of the festival. You can hear many of the sets in their entirety by going to npr.org/Newport Folk. You can also download full concerts of my favorite sets by subscribing to the All Songs Considered Live Concert Podcast. We begin with Ramblin' Jack Elliott and a song called Diamond Joe.
Right in key. Thank you.
I learned this from a cowboy in a rodeo in Brussels, Belgium in 1958. A fellow named George Williams, who's still punching cattle. Go. Holdings are in Texas, and his name is Diamond Joe, and he carries all his money in a diamond-studded jaw, and he never was much bothered by the process of the law. I hired out the Diamond Joe boys. I did offer him my hand. Give me a string of horses so old they could not stand. I like to starve to death, boys. He did mistreat me so, and I never saved a dollar in the pay of Diamond Joe. Was Corn Dodger, meat I couldn't chaw, and he drove me near distracted with the wagging of his jaw. Oh, the telling of his stories, I aim to let you know, I never was a rounder that lied like Diamond Joe. Times to quit him, boys, but he did argue so that I'm still punching cattle in the pay of Diamond Joe. And when I'm called up yonder and it comes my time to to go. Give my blankets to my buddy. Here's something else. Boy, you guys just love to clap because it kind of creates a cool breeze up here. I like it.
Ramblin' Jack Elliott performing Diamond Joe at Newport on his 78th birthday. Billy Bragg is known back home in the UK for his punk-style politics. Here in the States, he may be known best for setting unsung Woody Guthrie lyrics to song. Those original songs were recorded with Wilco, and those recordings can be found on two collections known as Mermaid Avenue. At Newport, Billy Bragg performed this protest song by Joe Hill called There's Power in a Union.
Yeah! Unbelievably, they are closing down the only factory in my country that makes wind turbines. We live on a wet, windy island. All the weather you don't want comes and gets dumped on us. It rains, it pours, tides come, tides go. And we still, in my country, haven't quite got it together yet to use that renewable energy. But our brand new synergy is coming together in the resistance to the closing down of this factory. The green movement is meeting the labor movement together, and they're making a new kind of red-green coalition to fight for the environment and for jobs based in the environment. And it's really great to see young green activists coming to realize there is power in a union. Factory, power in the land, power in the hand of the worker. But it all amounts to nothing if together we don't stand. There is power in a union. Now the lessons of the past all earned with workers' blood, the mistakes of the bosses we must pay for. From the cities and the farmlands to trenches full of mud, war has always been the boss's way, sir. The union forever defending our rights. Down with the blackleg workers, unite with our brothers and our sisters. Together we will stand. There is power in a union. Now I long for the morning that I realize brutality and unjust laws cannot defeat us. We'll defend the workers who cannot organize when the bosses send their lackeys out to cheat us. Money speaks for money, the devil for his own. Who comes to speak for the skin and the bone? What a comfort to the widow, a light to the child. There is power in a union. Forever defending our rights. Down with the blackleg workers, unite with our brothers and our sisters. Together we will stand. There is power in a union.
Billy Bragg live at George Ween's Folk Festival 50, the 50th anniversary of the Newport Folk Festival. One band I saw at Newport last year that completely knocked me out was the Avett Brothers. They were on a similar stage last year with their banjo-driven frenetic energy, but this year, the Avett Brothers played to thousands of people at Newport's big stage known as the Fort Stage. They have a new record coming out at the end of September called I and Love and You, and this song from that record's called Kick Drum Heart.
Thank you so much.
The Avett Brothers with the song Kick Drum Heart. I'm Bob Boylan, and today on All Songs Considered, I'm playing highlights from the 50th anniversary of the Newport Folk Festival in Newport, Rhode Island. Next week, I'll feature performances from day two. You can hear entire sets from both days' performances at our website, npr.org/Newport Folk. Last year at this time, members of a local Providence, Rhode Island band, the Low Anthem, were at Newport not to perform, but to pick up recycling at the end of the festival. While doing their environmental duties, they were also handing out their homegrown CD. And one of the recipients of that CD was festival producer Jay Sweet. He fell in love with the band and had the Low Anthem perform at the small stage, the Waterside Stage. The crowd was overflowing way beyond the tent. They got to hear some of the gorgeous music from that very CD the Low Anthem handed out last year. The CD's called Oh My God, Charlie Darwin, and this song is called Charlie Darwin.
All right, we're not ready at all. But we'll start. If anybody has a pick, we need a pick. And this first song has a long reverb on it. It's called Charlie Darwin.
Towards the bright horizon, sail away.
Low Anthem, making a stunning debut appearance at Newport. We'll also cover this year's Newport Jazz Festival at npr.org/NewportJazz, beginning Saturday, August 8th. Gillian Welch and her musical partner Dave Rawlings appeared twice at this year's festival, once on the big stage under Welch's name, and then again the following day on a smaller stage as Dave Rawlings Machine. The couple had an airport and luggage nightmare en route to the festival. In fact, they found themselves surrounded by a police escort on their way to Newport, whisking them to the festival just minutes before their scheduled performance time. Welch said she felt disoriented during her performance, though I couldn't tell until she surprised us with this song by Jefferson Airplane.
Things are so wacky up here. I'm blind as a bat, and I'm sweating too much to have my glasses on, and I don't have my contact lenses in. So y'all are just like this very colorful boutique of polka dots out there. It's getting pretty psychedelic up here. I haven't slept in about 36 hours. And I really feel like I'm on drugs, which is really a cheap thrill.
How much reverb
do you have out there? Can you make me sound like I'm in a bat cave? Yeah? Just keep cranking it up, man. I'll tell you when to stop. I'm just going to go with this sort of psychotropic feeling I'm having. And, yeah. All right, send me to the bat cave, man. Okay.
One pill makes you larger, hey.
good for you. It's pretty good for me.
White Rabbit, one of the many surprise performances at George Ween's Folk Festival 50, performed by Gillian Welch and David Rawlings. I wasn't able to see all the performances happening on all three stages. I will say that a number of people came up to me to ask me if I saw Mavis Staples' set. WFUV's Rita Houston, my co-host for the live broadcast, had gone to see Mavis Staples, and when she returned to the broadcast tent, she told me she'd just seen the best show of the festival. Mavis Staples has been singing gospel-inspired soul music since the late 50s. She sang in Newport in 1964 with her family, the Staples Singers. Here's Mavis Staples performing the Staples Singers' 1972 hit, I'll Take You There.
Somebody help me now.
I'll take you there.
Help me, y'all.
I'll take you there.
Help me now.
I'll take you there.
Mercy.
I'll take you there.
Mercy now. I wonder. I wonder if we could get y'all to do us a little favor. Can I get a little favor, y'all? We want all of these beautiful spirits here today in Folk Alley at George Wien's 50th. Y'all make us feel good. We want y'all to take us there. You see, four little words, that's all we need. I'll take you there. That's all we ask of you. Take us there. That's what we wanna do. Just take us there. Take us there. All right.
Jump in a pile, we don't care what you do. Just put your hands together one more time for Mavis Staple. We'll be right back.
Mavis Staples and her fabulous band at the Newport Folk Festival. One of the best parts of the festival for me was watching the faces of a young crowd hear some of the older acts for the first time, and seeing the faces of the older crowd hearing someone like our next band, Fleet Foxes, for the first time. In fact, Robin Pecknold of Fleet Foxes was one in attendance at the Mavis Staples performance. Let's go to the stage, hear the Fleet Foxes, and a new song called Bedouin Dress.
I came to stage a little late because I was just watching Mavis Staples and it was just absolutely mind-blowing. So, did anybody catch her? Just amazing. Wow.
Fleet Foxes from the Fort Stage at Newport and a new song called Bedouin Dress. After Fleet Foxes left the big stage in Newport, they were followed by the Decembrists. The songs of the Decembrists are often steeped in British and American folktales and murder ballads. The Decembrists set was just before a sing-along with Pete Seeger. And Jay Sweet, the festival's producer, had a vision. He wanted to hear the crowd at Newport sing a well-known refrain in a Decembrist song called Sons and Daughters. The refrain goes, "Here all the bombs fade away," and he made his request known to the band, and sure enough, they delivered.
The hurdy-gurdy is obviously an instrument that was invented at a time when there was very little, you know, air conditioning or, you know, nice insulated homes, because it doesn't...
There wasn't a big show either. It was usually in the parlor, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Boats and folk festivals and whatnot. All right, here we go.
All right.
That was the history of the hurdy-gurdy, ladies and gentlemen.
When we arrive, sons and daughters, we'll make our homes on the water. We'll build our walls of aluminum. We'll fill our mouths with cinema now. These currents pull us across the border. Steady your boats, arms to shoulder, till tides all pull. This hull aground making his call. Harbor now, home. Take up your arms, sons and daughters. We will arise from the bunkers, by land, by sea, by dirigible. We'll leave our tracks untraceable now. Arrive, sons and daughters, we'll make our homes on the water. We'll build our walls of aluminum. We'll fill our mouths with cinema now. When we arrive, sons and daughters, we'll make our homes on the water.
Gentlemen, this last song is sort of a last refrain that kind of ends the song, and it only works if you got as many people singing it as possible. So I figure, since we're all here, all of us collected here in the lovely Newport, Rhode Island sunshine, overlooking this beautiful bay with the sailboats in the distance and the bridges and the seagulls, that we could all sing it, sort of rise up singing, as it were, together and sing this last bit. It's a very simple refrain. It goes, hear all the bombs, they fade away. Hear all the bombs, they fade away. Hear all the bombs, they fade away. Hear all the mind singing along as well. We need each and every one of you stretching out as far as we can see.
The Decemberists priming the pump for the sing-along that was about to take shape with Pete Seeger, Tao Rodriguez Seeger, Pete's talented grandson, and so many more. When Pete Seeger took the stage at Newport, the crowd gave him a standing ovation, and they didn't take their blanketed seats for the rest of the night. Pete Seeger seemed frail when he launched into a version of Turn, Turn, Turn. He's 90 years old. But he picked up strength as the audience began to sing along. And halfway through the set, so many of the musicians that had played the festival that day were on stage. Gillian Welch, David Rawlings, member of the Decemberists and Fleet Foxes, and so many more. I'd hoped for one song from Pete Seeger when I came to the festival, and as I wandered around the crowd and sang along, he fulfilled my wish. I'll close this show with a song done by so many, but none better than Pete Seeger. It's called It Takes a Worried Man. You can see photographs and hear music from almost every set performed at the Newport Folk Festival by going to npr.org/newportfolk. I'm Bob Boylan. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
Sleep out.